Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of the USA, wrote, "A good example is the best sermon." As I think back to those preachers that I've heard over the years, it's undoubtedly their way of life that lives with me. Some of them were brilliant preachers, but their excellent exposition and their brilliant sermon points have long since been forgotten. It's all about their example. And the writer to the Hebrews encourages his readers to remember their leaders who taught them from God's word and to follow the example that they've set. The Greek tense here is a command to keep on remembering them. There is something so precious about their example that it mustn't be forgotten. I'd love to hear about the Christian leaders that you've known. It'd be good to make a list of them and against each name to put something that you need to remember as you live for God today. Here are the qualities I thank God I had modelled to me. Godliness, warmth, conviction, wisdom, kindness, insight, gentleness, joy, and compassion. None was perfect, but each leader gave me an insight into what it means to live for God. Reading the Bible is good, and hearing about those who've lived for God throughout history can be deeply inspiring, but we undoubtedly learn most from those we have had the privilege of knowing personally. So let us not merely thank God for those people, but actively remember and seek to follow the example that they've set us. So let me ask you a question. Whose example do you need to follow particularly closely at the moment? And now let me pray with you. Lord, we thank you for all those Christian leaders that we've known and for the ways in which they've helped us to follow you. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Allow your faith to guide you. Grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.